Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on plans by public health workers to vaccinate 23 million children against polio in Middle East countries.
Polio does not know borders, does not know checkpoints, does not need a visa.
The workers are even vaccinating children trapped in the fighting in Syria. But first, we report on how polio has become the latest source of tension between Pakistan and India. Officials in Pakistan are criticizing India's new rules limiting travel between the two countries. India believes the rules will help keep polio out of the country. Fighting polio, the subject of our program today, as you learn everyday American English with VOA. Officials in Pakistan are not happy about India's recent announcement that it would restrict travel between the two countries. Indian officials say they are trying to keep the polio virus from entering the country. Pakistan is one of only three countries in the world where polio continues to spread. The other two are Nigeria and Afghanistan. Pakistan's fight against polio has suffered in recent years. Islamist militants linked to the Al-Qaeda terrorist group have fought vaccination efforts in the northwestern tribal areas. They say American intelligence agents are using vaccination activities to gather information. Some medical workers and their guards have been killed as they traveled the country to vaccinate people. The World Health Organization said there have been 72 polio cases in Pakistan so far this year. There were 58 in 2012. The WHO confirmed in November that more than 12 children were hit by the polio virus in Syria. The WHO says the polio virus that struck them is linked to the virus from Pakistan. Earlier this month, Indian diplomats in Islamabad, Pakistan, announced new travel rules for Pakistanis. They said travelers from Pakistan, both adults and children, must have had a polio vaccine at least 6 weeks before they are permitted to enter India. The announcement said the new rule would take effect at the end of January. Officials said the decision was made to keep India free of polio. They said India had worked hard to keep the disease from spreading. But Pakistani officials do not believe the decision was necessary. Sartaj Aziz is Pakistan's advisor on national security and foreign affairs. He spoke to reporters in Islamabad after the decision was announced. Mr. Aziz said Pakistan is strengthening its fight against polio. He said Indian officials should not use the issue as a reason to refuse to let Pakistanis enter India. But India says the new rules target not just Pakistanis, but people from all countries where polio is still active. The ban may make crossing the border difficult for the hundreds of thousands of Pakistanis who have families in India.